This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
We are cultivate.
We are cultivate.
You are now listening to the Shots and Thoughts podcast, hosted by Chris, Ryan, and Sean.
Whose house? Wait, hey, aren't we like really good at basketball?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, I know going into the season, I think we were like projected like 2 or some shit.
Yeah, we just got like a big star, but honestly, I don't know anything.
Okay, well, shotties. Sorry.
Welcome back.
To the internet's only. Educational improv comedy game show involving shots of liquor and D20s.
It's
your boy, Sean.
It's the umami poppy, Ryan.
And it is the kid, Chris.
And we're back at it again.
Did you miss us?
Hell yeah.
So.
I want to kiss you.
Okay.
I mean, we have. You can. We have the video, dude.
This is the day.
Make the YouTube pop up.
We're already on a couch.
I wish we are
in the back room.
Black and leather. But yeah, we're going to learn something new. We're going to take some shots. We're going to play some games. We're going to take some more shots. Before we take our first shot of the night.
Yep.
What are we drinking, Chris?
We're drinking Dripping Springs vodka and Sprite with a squirt of lemon.
A what of lemon?
A squirt of lemon.
Jesus Christ. All right. Chris is going to pour us up. And in the meantime, the topic of today, we did not have Craig. My very lovely wife was busy this week. And we don't pay her. So it's like, I'm not going to get mad if she can't do it. You know what I'm saying? So. We were going to do How the Fuck Does Nardwar Know Everything, but then that ended up being harder.
But no one knows.
So we might leave that for Craig for her to do. And then we were going to do the Monopoly on Glass Eyes, but I think Ashadi just miswrote it and wrote eyeglass is what they meant, like eyeglasses.
Have we done that before?
No.
Chris knows the fucking. About it, yeah.
But we should do about it anyways. Wow. Okay. Well, never mind. But we ended up on, this is from our Shots and Thoughts Discord channel. We're doing how often should you actually shower?
Yeah.
And after how many showers should you wash your towel?
This is actually a really great question.
So before we start, how many showers do you go through in... A week.
It's like a every other day kind of thing for me, depending on how dirty I get.
Every other day?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't do much that causes me to like
sweat
if
stuff?
I have sweat, like sweated at all, like even like say I'm like I go to like a farmer's market or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's really hot outside. I'll go home and take a shower. But if I have like done nothing. And I know I'm not doing anything, then I won't take a shower. So I will say, like, on average, it would be, like, every other day.
You're changing out your towel.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm taking a shower. You say changing towel?
Yeah, just taking a shower.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I am every day, but I will say this. Sometimes my soap distribution, depending on, you know, how fast I got to go, may not get into every nook and cranny.
Mm-hmm.
I might just hit the hot spots, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dick and balls, armpits, butt crack,
Gucci's.
Get the feet a little
Gucci
bit.
Mane.
The Gucci mane.
But, you know, And then here's another thing. Do y'all use a washcloth?
I've never been a fan of them, and I hear that they just harbor bacteria than anything.
Do you use a loofah?
I just use my hands, dude.
Okay, so I just use my hands for the longest time, and then apparently that's bad. we can search that
up.
Yeah,
this is all going to be answered. Yeah. So
I definitely
tuned.
Use a loofah.
Oh, you?
I prefer a loofah over a washcloth, but yeah, I just use my hands.
Yeah, but like 90% of the time, are you using hands, loofah, washcloth?
Me, hands.
100% a hand. Dude, okay, my shower strategies are like...
Okay, wait, before we even get into that, how often do you shower?
Every day.
Every day?
I can't, to me, I can't leave the house without showering.
I feel that.
I can't leave the house without showering or brushing my teeth. Like, if I leave the house, like, some days if I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out the house, and, like, if I don't brush my teeth, like, I ain't talking.
Yeah. Mm. I try to shower every night. So go into bed clean and then
yeah,
and then that way
I hate going to bed and like feeling grimy.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, I love it.
I hate. What?
Hello,
yo, Nikki. You okay? Oh, okay. So now that we know we each shower that much, what were your shower techniques? You're about to go into detail.
Well, okay.
Your strat.
I have bad. I always use loofah for sure. If there's body wash, yeah.
Okay,
like when I go on trips.
If there's a bar of soap, you still use loofah?
No, I bar it up.
Yeah.
You bar it up.
Well, you.
Okay, so I used to just go, yeah, bar it up. And then when I got married, my wife was like, what the fuck?
No, well, like.
She was like, just rub your loofah or your washcloth with the bar.
Whenever I travel, I don't bring a loofah. Mm-hmm. I just suspect that there's going to be something there to like help like. Douse my body into like some like soapy material.
The suds.
Okay. Yeah, the suds.
Set up.
So yeah. Like if I don't have that, say if like I didn't bring enough like scrubbing material, I would use the suds from my shampoo.
Mm-hmm. Oh
and
shit.
And then rub my my kilikile and then my wet
everywhere there's hair.
My Gucci in my backpack. You know? Yeah. And then I rub my face.
No, no. Face first. Face first. Okay. Yeah. And then how often would you say y'all wash y'all's towels?
Oof.
You're supposed to wash?
Dude, did you watch New Girl?
No.
There's a scene where Schmidt was like, why is my towel always damp?
Oh, yeah.
And then like he called like all the roommates and he was like, why is my towel always damp?
Yeah.
And then he's holding up a red towel. And then the roommate was like, that's not your towel. That towel's damp because that's my towel. And he goes, this has always been my towel. And he was like, well, I'll tell you what, buddy. There's that towel that you think is my towel and the towel that I wash myself with every single day. And it's the one you're holding. And he was oh my God, do you even wash this thing? And he said, why would I wash it? I come out of the shower clean. I rub myself. The towel is clean.
I believe that, yeah.
Shit.
No, I don't think that. I just don't have enough towels in my house. You know?
So how often are you?
I would say probably like every like week and a half to 2 weeks.
Yeah, I want to say every 2 weeks.
I would say two weeks is more accurate. I can stretch to three. And it's on the back of my mind.
Yeah.
Then like the only time I remember is when I dry. God, I gotta change this out.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and I will preface this, Shotties, with, you know, we're not experts at any of this per usual. So if we sound disgusting and gross to you, please inform us.
Filthy little boys.
Please tell us the correct way.
My wife is working on me. Yeah. I'm a work in progress.
Yeah, we're projects.
We're all learning. So yeah, if you want to drop some hygiene strats, let us know. But
the Shotties are like heavily grossed out. By
dude, there was a viral like clip of a podcast.
I think a podcast.
Where they were just, well, I don't know if it's a podcast, but it was like white people with a mic, so I imagine. And they were just like, oh yeah, I just don't shower. Like I just don't use, I don't do that. And then if I do, like if I'm really dirty and I do have to shower, like I'm not hitting my legs or feet. Like And then it just got super viral and people were like, yo, what? And then another clip of them being like, oh yeah, I just don't wash my baby.
Wait, what?
Like my child. They don't take baths. I don't bathe my child.
That's like negligence.
That's what I'm saying, right? You
go to jail for that, right?
I guess like they wipe them down, but they don't use like soap and stuff.
They give their baby a horse bath?
It sounds like.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
Oh my God. Okay, so yeah.
Ever heard of a horse bath?
No.
That's where you just use like wipes.
Yeah. Oh, you just God. Like get a damp towel or anything because, you know, that's all they got.
I raw dog it.
What?
If I
wait, what?
If I'm stinky, man, I'd just be stinky.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
Yeah. There's, I feel like it's worse when you try to mask it.
Yeah, you're like walking around with your ass cheeks together, your armpits together.
Yeah.
It's dude, just, I'm not gonna front.
It's miserable.
One time we went put me on and hoodies. Me and Itzy went camping, and then like the day we got back, she like showered, got ready, went to a girls' night, and then I was just home and I was like, I'm too tired to shower. Mm-hmm. And we had all from camping, we had all the like the body wipes, the flushable body wipes. And I legit just stood over the toilet and gave myself a horse bath and went to bed. She was like, dude, why are the wet naps out? And I'm just like,
what's the worst kind of BO you can have?
Like, oh.
Stinky feet, stinky armpits. No. Stinky.
Does breath count?
Yeah.
Breath is pretty bad. Like that's the most offensive to me.
Oh, most offensive to
the most offensive. You are hurting me.
Yeah. I need you to take a step back. Actually.
Yeah. Mask on.
Fuck it. Mask on.
Mask on.
I don't know. Like
I also have a bad sense of smell, so it very rarely comes up to where I'm like disturbed.
Oh man, I just remember there was always this kid. I think just like a general like BO is really bad. Like whenever I can sit this distance from you and I can like smell something off, I think that's just like
which one?
Just like just a general uncleanliness.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Maybe just like sweaty in general.
Yeah, there's just like this kid I remember sitting next to and
what's his name?
Call him out.
Oh my God, what was his name? Oh yeah, I remember his name.
Joey Fashion.
Jesus, your
no
cousin.
No way. It's Joey No, I'm just kidding. Shout out to Joey. No, I just remember sitting next to this kid and I'm like, I don't like to like, you know, tell people things like that. Like, dude, you smell like shit. Like, I don't like to do that. But like, I think one day he saw me just kind of like turning my head like away from him. He was like, dude, what's up? And I was like, dude. Like, I think you need to wash your jacket or something. Or like, it was fucking...
Did it smell like it dried in the washer?
No, not that smell. It smelled like...
Oh, that was man. Just your excuse.
It smells like maybe there might have been, like, dried dog shit on it or something. Like, it was bad.
Was not expecting that.
Oh, dried dog shit.
And I was like, yo,
damn, bro.
I can't, dude. And he was like, I was like, yeah, man, I think you need to wash that jacket. He's like, dude, what do I smell?
Dude,
he starts smelling his jacket. He's like, oh, fuck, I do smell.
I think you need to wipe your ass, bro.
He smelled the jacket.
Shit.
He was just like, yeah, it's the jacket. It's the fucking jacket, man. Holy shit, yeah. I didn't wash it.
God damn, yeah, teacher, can I go to the fucking restroom?
Let's take this shot.
Yeah.
Dude, cheers. This is some like...
Cheers. Shout out to that guy.
Yeah.
Hopefully, cheers to that guy, man.
Hopefully he smells good now.
Oh, man. Okay, so before we hit our second shot...
It's pretty good.
Hypothesis.
All right.
We know how much we should shower, or we know how much we shower
yeah.
and how much we wash our towel. But what do you think is the correct amount of times?
You know what's a weird thing, though, is the difference between showering and, like, washing your hair? Because I've heard that, like, you're not supposed to wash your hair.
Oh, yeah, we can get into that, too.
Which is fucking, I don't understand.
So
yeah, you're not supposed to.
One time I went on, like a hot streak of just, like, straight up. Not like doing nothing to my hair.
Like, just, how'd that go?
I mean, I felt fine. I felt great. And then I got a haircut from Cliff, and he was like, "Yo, this shit is gross." And
I
was like, "Okay." He was like, "You're shampooing me." He was like, "Ugh." Okay.
Dude, oh man. You just are, dude, we're all going on tangents. But man, like, okay, I need a haircut. But Cliff is like, shout out to Cliff Cuts. Yeah, you know,
booked and blessed.
Booked and blessed, right? So I was like, you know what? Like, I need one now. Mm-hmm. So I went to like, was it Sports Clips, okay?
What? Clips?
Yeah, I went to Sports Clips, okay? And I got there at like 8:30 and they closed at 9. I was like, hey, what my usual is usually like a half, you know, fade, mm-hmm. you know, just trim. You don't even need to cut the top.
Yeah, just fade the sides.
Yeah, just like fix up the sides. And uh-huh. she was like, you asking me at 8:30? I was like, just give me a one fade on the side.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man. Like,
dude, fuck you know, that.
Yeah. And I was like, fuck it. So I'm just sitting there like watching a Modern Family while she's like cutting my hair. Okay, fast forward like 3 weeks. Okay, I sign up with Juice, you know, mm-hmm. my main guy. I said, oh man, Juice, fix me up, bro. It's been hard, you know. Like I you know, I had to go to Sports Clips, and he's like cleaning my head up, you know, just the initial like first cuts.
Right, right.
And it's like, yeah, man. Hey, how long did you go? I was like, oh man, about 3 weeks, you know. He's like, yeah, man. I think you have like pimples on your head.
Oh no.
He's like, before he says that, he's like, did you see them like clean the stuff?
Fuck.
I was like, yeah, like the Barbasol stuff. He's like,
Hit you with the mm.
He's like, yeah, usually that's for like combs and shit. He said, it's not for the clipper. Like, usually they spray that shit.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh no, I just showered. I just showered some baby red marks. He's like, no. There's pimples. I was like, oh, yeah, Sports Clips, man.
What's so funny about it is it's a barbershop. There's other people around. They're listening to like, God damn, this boy got pimples. This man went to Sports Clips.
God damn, could it be me? I'd rather not cut the hair.
It's like, fuck. Oh,
the mmm.
He's like, yeah, man,
for the combs.
Bro, you just gotta sit still, like.
I was like, I started to sweat and perspirate. I was like, ah, shit. Here we go again.
Hey, man, you're sweating.
Hey, man, these pimples are sweating.
I don't know if this is some pimple juice.
Oh, man. Oh, I made sure I went home and went immediately to the fucking shower and just like
scrub the fuck out.
Yeah, but I think I'm good now. No, I was reaching back there and I was like, I felt one.
Uh huh.
I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I showed it to Nick. He's like, oh, right. It's like, he said, your head. Juice was like, your head's usually cleaner, you know. I think there was just like one or two. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, man. I got the head knee.
Head me.
Oh shit.
Oh God.
Okay. I we've talked enough. Let's take another shot and then get into it. All right, so our main questions: how many times should you shower? How many times should you wash your towel? Should you use a loofah washcloth or are hands fine? And the science behind washing hair.
Let's just get into
We're tackling a lot of topics. I'm thinking these are all gonna be pretty like quick answers.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's why I'm like, let's do a lot.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh. Delicious. Let's do it.
Good old WebMD. You shower too often? You're dying.
All right. This is from WebMD. All right. How many showers per week? Most doctors say that a daily shower is fine. More than daily showers could cause skin problems.
Mm-hmm.
But for many people, 2 to 3 times a week is good enough.
Wow.
Good and enough. May be even better to maintain good health.
Yeah.
It depends in part to your lifestyle. Someone who spends hours in the hot sun working in the yard or running or biking will likely need to bathe more than someone who's cool and indoors.
Mm-hmm.
There are other factors too, such as allergies or especially oily skin. It may be a good idea to shower more often. On the other hand, it might be better for people with certain skin conditions to keep showers to a minimum. All right. Pretty easy. Often enough. So that's pretty much what I was thinking.
Pretty average, yeah.
Yeah.
Average,
just,
yeah. Common.
If you feel dirty, shower. If you don't feel dirty, no need to shower. Yep. Okay. Simple. Ooh,
telltale sign for me. Like whenever the pits start going. And I'm like, as soon as they start smelling bad again, shower.
Shower again?
Yeah.
Do you wear deodorant?
Yeah.
I don't.
Wow, really?
No.
I'd never know.
That's why I don't.
Lucky. Lucky motherfucker.
Lucky. Nancy,
I just
used to
bought
be like,
two deodorants today.
Do you usually wear deodorant?
Oh, I can't leave the house.
Yeah, same.
Oh, I never.
Do you have armpit hair?
I do.
Damn.
Your boy
so
just
lucky.
Blessed with it. Blessed with the
dude, pin. But I don't buy like, this might sound stupid bougie, but like, I don't like deodorant with aluminum in it. Because I just feel like it.
Oh, that's fair.
Aluminum?
Yeah. That's it. Just because it, just the way that it sticks to my armpits, I hate the way that it feels because it feels really cakey. But the aluminum is what I think makes it last longer on you. So like that's, and it also like sticks. Like I think aluminum, is like what helps it stick to your shirts, and you'll get like the yellow pits.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh no! Wait, what?
The ones you buy have aluminum.
I said, does Right Guard have aluminum in it?
If it's Right Guard antiperspirant, then yes.
Yeah, that's what it is. Aluminum is like an antiperspirant.
Our antiperspirant formulas contain aluminum salts to prevent the appearance of sweating.
Yep.
Yeah, I need that shit though.
I know, I feel you, but I don't like the way it feels.
What? I'm
probably sweating right now.
What deodorant do you
use? I know,
use,
I'm
Chris?
Sweating. Huh?
What deodorant do you use?
So there's like that brand at Target called like Native. They don't have.
Oh yeah, they don't use their shampoo sometimes.
They don't have aluminum in most of their products, I don't think. But I'm still trying to find like the right one. I've tried a bunch of different ones, but I think this is the one that's been working the best for me. Yeah, that's just like a personal thing of mine.
I mean, it's fair. Like, I know a lot of people are very particular about like deodorants and shampoos and stuff because it's like it absorbs into your scalp or whatever.
Yeah.
Things like that. That's why I don't wear any, dude.
All natural.
All natural, bro. All right. So how often do we wash towels? The best way to prevent germs from growing on your bath towel is to let it dry completely between each use. And wash it frequently. The Cleaning Institute recommends washing bath towels after 3 uses.
Oh shit, that's like once a week.
That's like twice a week.
Interesting.
Three uses. So if you shower every day, that means laundry almost twice a week.
In this economy?
You just need hella towels then. Because you can't be washing them.
Yeah.
The water bill, dude.
Yeah.
Yikes. All right. Loofah, washcloth, or hands. Here we go. Oh, and the previous one was from healthline.com. This one is shout out to OprahDaily.com.
There we go.
Oh, this is a personal opinion though. I don't know how true this is.
Our opinion.
Oh God. All right. I need a science.
A peer-reviewed article.
Yeah, here we go. Lovelyskin.com. I just don't want an opinion piece. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're only about the cold, hard facts.
Yeah, give me that fact.
All right. Jesus Christ. Should I wash my skin with a washcloth? The pros. Washcloths have stood the test of time and have a lot of advantages. Depending on texture, washcloths can help provide exfoliation that ranges from gentle to intense. You can also easily control the amount of pressure you use to concentrate on tough areas such as the knees and elbows and a gentler touch on more sensitive areas. Washcloths are also typically a lower cost option over other shower tools and can be easily washed by tossing them in with your regular laundry. All right, the verdict on washcloths. We recommend skipping the washcloth for face cleansing. The risk of spreading acne, causing bacteria and clogging pores with debris is high, and dry areas can form from daily friction. If you love using your washcloth for showers, then Dr. Schlesinger recommends reserving it for use on the body only. Quote, the best way to wash your body with a washcloth is by using a gentle touch. Don't scrub your skin too hard and avoid rubbing body acne or other skin irritations. End quote. Dr. Schlesinger says, quote, and as a rule of thumb, never share washcloths and
washcloth.
Never share washcloths and change out your washcloth every single day.
Damn, every day. Hell
damn. Man. Okay, so I have like a Korean exfoliating. I don't know if it's because it's not like a towel. It's like an exfoliating cloth, and it's like with holes, and it's supposed to rub that shit. I fucking go ham on like I try to rub all the dead skin off my body. Mm. So I wonder if that's doing too much. Okay.
Well, you have great skin right now.
Thanks, buddy. But the back of my arms, I don't know what it is. I have like a lot of like dark spots on my arms. Shotties, if you know how to fix that, let me know. But my mom had them a lot, but she used like an apricot scrub, and she said that got rid of it. But then both my sister and my wife were like, you can't do apricot scrub. It's too intense for your skin.
Oh.
So I don't know. I don't know what to do. Mm. All right. Ryan, should you use a loofah in the shower?
That's a sponge, right?
What? Wait, do you not know what a loofah is? You said you use a loofah.
Like
a
tool?
Yeah, just that top.
Yeah.
All right, here's your verdict.
Reverse your shower loofah for body wash.
Reserve.
Oh, sorry.
Reverse.
Reserve your shower loofah for body wash and washing your body using a gentle circular motion while cleansing to avoid over-exfoliating. Quote, don't share your loofah with other family members and aim to replace it every 3 to 4 weeks. Wow. End quote. Dr. Schlesinger says.
Wow. I was definitely, when I was loofahing it up, I was like 3 to 4 months I'd replace it. When it's like hanging on by a string, by its last thread.
Dude, my loofah looks like fucking like
floss.
Looks like our underwear.
All right. And though it's convenient to leave your loofahs in the shower, the steamy environment can prevent it from drying quickly, making it a breeding ground for bacteria. Instead, store it in a cool, dry place so that it can properly dry after each use.
Wow. Mm.
Damn. So wait, say that again. It was like how many? After 3 weeks?
No.
3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah. 3 to 4 weeks. You got to change out the loofah.
So no wonder when there's packs. It's not one for you, not one for me. For you.
All for you.
Wow.
All right. Here we go, Chris. Should you use your hands to wash your body?
Using your hands is perfectly fine as long as you wash them first to avoid spreading bacteria. Dr. Hashling Schlasher also recommends using gentle circular motions when massaging cleanser onto your face or body. All right.
The fuck? Okay, I thought there was going to be some like, definitely don't use your hand. Because I feel like... people getting chopped on TikTok for being like, oh, yeah, I used to just wash with my hands. People were like,
I have not come across that.
Okay. People were like, oh, you don't use like a washcloth or you don't use like a loofah.
Oh, man, I don't know.
And then like Atlanta had a whole episode where they were like making fun of like this white guy because he uses his hands. Yeah. I was like, oh, shit. I guess this is a thing. I'm like 28. I've never heard of a washcloth in my life.
Yeah, there's strats. Unspoken trap strats.
I wash everything.
Ever 10.
My hands.
There's like techniques that may not have been like discussed before in mankind, but we all do the same stuff.
All right. So truly the verdict is, this is from nancyrubin.com.
Whoa.
Washing your body and maintaining proper hygiene is a must to avoid disease and infection. But the process and equipment needed for washing and maintaining them are of great consideration. While you can use your hands to wash, it is not optimal. Loofahs are good, but can grow bacteria and mold. So washcloths can be the best among them to wash your body and maintain proper hygiene.
Mm.
I think it's just in terms of like if it doesn't dry, it's hosting bacteria. Then you're rubbing your bacteria on your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I've always thought of it.
But why don't we think the same about towels?
Yeah. What? Okay.
Where did we go wrong?
Yeah.
I guess we'll never know.
Okay. So pretty much the summary is that hands work, but you can't exfoliate, so it's not optimal. Loofahs work, but since they're not replaced as often and they're kept in damp places, it grows bacteria. Washcloths are the superior one because it exfoliates and you're supposed to get rid of it after each wash. So you're always getting a clean washcloth, technically.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Very interesting.
Interesting, interesting. So last one. We missed Craig this episode. Last one is how often should you shampoo? So how often do you guys shampoo?
I do it every time I take a shower.
Yeah, man.
You do it every time too?
Oh, for sure. I've never not done it.
I try to do 1 in 3 shower. Or 1 in 3 shampoo.
Like every other shower?
Yeah, but like I'll shampoo and then I won't shampoo for the next like 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just don't know if like my shit gets like too greasy too fast. And it's just like a bad feeling.
I'm just like used to how it feels after a shampoo.
But also when you have hair product in, I feel like you have to shampoo. Because conditioner alone can't get out like hairspray and stuff.
No.
Yeah. Unless I'm just in the shower forever. But yeah. Even then, I feel like, I don't know. Okay, so according to WebMD, how much should you wash your hair? For the average person, every other day or every 2 to 3 days without washing is generally fine. There is no blanket recommendation. If hair is visibly oily, scalp is itchy, or there's flaking due to dirt, that means it's time to shampoo.
Mm. Yeah. And then, yeah.
So how long is too long? If your hair is styled, you may be able to get away with going longer without lathering up. If you're doing a blowout or using a heated styling tools on it, the most important thing I tell people is to make sure that your hair is super clean when you start. Hair will last longer, look better, and you'll need to use those stressors less often overall.
What I'm thinking about is that guy from Philly.
What guy?
He had the beard, but then like had long hair.
Harper? Oh, like wet.
Yeah, he always looked not Harper. Like wet, no. Greasy hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. He had a Homer one time, and I was like, I fucking hate this guy.
I bet he...
Is it Bohm? No.
Not Bohm.
No, Bohm is...
Bohm had nice hair.
Yeah.
Nice hair.
And then Harper was a handsome guy. Yeah. He didn't have...
He had a nice beard.
Yeah.
Schwarber? No.
No, Schwarber was the thick, stocky, meat-looking man. Philly's roster.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Brandon Marsh. He has to wet his hair prior.
Or maybe it's a juju thing.
Yeah. Or baseball players are very, very...
Superstitious?
Superstitious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why Dusty was always on one end.
He had changed sides.
Yeah.
Dude, I wore the same clothes for the last 3 games of the World Series.
Yep.
Didn't wash them. Chris had a pair of magic dunks.
Yep. I wore the same outfit every time.
The only way. I changed every time.
Nice. Changed every time.
It should have worked.
whatever worked, worked.
Whatever happened is what needs to happen every time.
Dude.
Back to back.
God, we got another one.
It's crazy.
Next EP.
Yeah, after ours. Yeah. But yeah, I guess that's all we need. I guess with all of this stuff, it's all
common sense.
Just clean yourself, man.
Yeah, kind of common sense. This topic is
it's fun.
It's fun, but mostly you're doing it right, probably more than likely.
Yeah.
It just, if anything, we've learned, we probably need to be washing our towels more often, replacing our loofahs more often, use a washcloth only one time.
Yeah.
But besides that,
I think it's time I changed my, that's my key takeaway is Probably gonna change my loofah.
This is your sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. With that being said, let's pour up. Let's have our shot to knowledge.
Actually, I just loaded the towels back in the washer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's been 3 weeks. Actually, no, it's been two. Yeah, it's been 2.5.
For the loofahs or the towels?
Mm-hmm. I wish I could say for loofah.
The towels have to be every three washes. That's insane.
Yeah, man.
Three uses. 3 to 4.
Cheers to the shotties.
Cheers, shotties.
The more we know.
All right. We're going to hit this ad break and be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
And we're back. Ryan, why don't you go ahead and give them the dice rules.
Okay. Isa.
Oh.
Yung dice mo.
Keep going.
I think Jade just unfollowed us.
yung dice mo. Tumbo. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Jade unfollowed us on everything.
Tumbo. I don't know.
He's making up shit. Oh, right here.
I can't remember what what's the Tagalog for fall.
Baksak. Nahulog?
Nahulog. Uh-huh. Yung dice mo, nahulog. I don't know. Waterfall, one. Mates, everyone drinks. 2 to 4. Fantasy draft, 5 to 7. Freestyle, 8 to 10. Fast thoughts, 11 to 13. Death saves, 14 to 16. Word tennis, 17 to 19. Other two drink. Choose game is a 20. If you roll a 21. Bagsak. Sakit yung ulo mo.
Something hurts.
For our non-Filipinos, Ryan's been trying to speak our native tongue. I honestly don't know any Tagalog, pretty much. It's a shame.
Head?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You hit your head?
Yeah.
If you're all 21? Or your head hurts if you have a 21?
No, I hit my head.
Oh, okay.
Bagsak. No, you hit your head. Bagsak yung ulo mo. Yeah. You hit your head.
That's your lesson for the day.
Okay, Ray unfollowed us.
All right. So let's go ahead and get the dice. Let's see who's... Let's see who's gonna go first. Get the dice, please, for the love of God.
What?
Here we go now. I still need to look for.
Remember when we asked the company where I bought my dice to be a sponsor?
They ghosted the fuck out.
Hilarious.
8.
I rolled an 8.
No, you got a 2. Oh,
I rolled an 8 too.
Oh, okay.
All right, roll off. Oh, fuck with me, Nat 20.
Nat 20.
Nat 1, wow.
Damn.
All right, here we go. First.
Nat 20.
Game of the night.
Shots.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Fantasy draft. Oh.
That was really bad.
When did we record that?
Probably in like
2017.
We started the podcast in December of 2019. That was probably summer of 2020, like the first time hanging out after COVID.
Yeah, yeah. Because we all met in Sean's room. Yeah,
we were recording all the sound bites for everything. Yeah,
that was the funniest fucking shit.
We still have the footage for that. We should put that out.
Yeah.
Didn't you fucking fart or some shit?
No, Ryan trying to do his line was the funniest fucking thing.
Shit, man.
Oh, my God.
What a time.
Yeah, what a time. So young.
All right. So I took this from Ryan from our group chat that we have together, the Shots and Thoughts group chat. He said he wants to do a snack draft, but there has to be one sour, one salty, and one sweet snack.
Mm.
All right. So we're going to go snake. So it'll be me, then Ryan, then Chris. And then snake back. We're going to pick our top three. And we don't have to pick in order of salty, sweet, sour, or whatever.
Okay.
Just whatever you think is best.
Okay.
Salty, so snacks.
Sweet and sour. These are snacks?
Yeah, let's set the rule. The snacks you have to be able to buy at a grocery store.
Okay.
Like, you can't be like French fries as a snack, I would say.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So if I say pineapple, is that all fruit or it's like you can get another type of fruit?
No, I mean, yeah, you can get another fruit because if we say one chip, you could get another chip if you wanted.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go sweet right off the... Ooh, this is hard. I feel like I'm going to go sour right off the bat because I feel like, you know, there's a lot of salty and sweet options. But if I don't get the sour option back to me after y'all do two rounds, I might not have a sour snack. So I'm going to go sour snack. I'm going a candy. I'm going, what is it? Sour Patch Kids.
Fuck.
Wow.
101.
It's a strong one.
Because I really honestly don't know another sour candy that or a snack that I would like. So, and I knew that definitely there's four picks until I pick again. Y'all would definitely pick that. So, Sour Patch Kids, 101.
Wow. A really strong start.
Okay, I'm going to go with sour,
sweet. And salty.
All right, man. I'm going to go off the wall.
Hey, the last time you went off the wall, you went lumpia, lollipop chicken, and won in overwhelming fashion.
But I don't know if I'll win with this one. Actually, I'm going to hold that one. And I have to put in a little bit more thought. So
yeah, the strategy. Something that Chris won't get. Or something that Chris will want. Sour's hard, to be honest.
Yeah, man, totally.
I honestly don't know what else I would pick.
Oh, man. Sour, salty. I can't think of a sour. Oh, Chris, tell me.
No.
You have one, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, this never stopped us before. Just straight up. We're Googling.
Is that pickle? Is that sour?
Yeah, there's sour pickles.
There's sour pickles.
I wouldn't choose that.
You bitch!
I'm gonna. What about the candies with the spices on it?
Like Mexican candies?
Yeah. What are those?
Spicy. Oh.
Spicy. Okay.
Why is it spicy?
No, but they have like sour. Like
yeah, they're probably some sour ones. Yeah, chill out with this fucking page, though.
Okay, sorry. I mean, yeah, we've never said Googling isn't.
All right, I'm going to go with my first choice. It's a weak choice, but I'm going to keep the rounds going. I'm going with my sweet.
Your sweet pick?
Yeah, I'm going with.
The regret.
I'm going with Raisinets.
Shut the fuck up.
What a god.
Holy shit. Those are chocolate covered raisins, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least it's not just.
On God, that's your answer.
Yes, it's my answer. Please, go on.
I can tell you right now, you could have chose Raisinets as your last pick.
Yeah, you can have that one.
Oh, damn, Razor Man.
I couldn't think, bro.
Holy moly.
We gave you a lot of time.
I cave under pressure.
Oh, good God.
It's my Homeward Bound pick. Talk about it.
Talk about it. Raisin Nets. Oh, shit.
You can still change it. There's so many sweet options.
It's okay.
Okay.
All right. I like it.
Nice. Wait, no, do you actually fuck with Raisin Nets?
I fuck with it. Like, the times that I saw a box.
Uh-huh.
I got some Raisin Nets. Oh, okay.
Right. I actually like them. I thought you just said it randomly.
I'm going to get real naughty.
Once on the lips, forever on the hips.
The fuck, you're eating raisins, bro.
That's like good for you.
I think you're healthy, actually.
Blood sugar normal. Hey,
this is. Yeah, this is on brand because in the cookie draft, you took oatmeal. Oatmeal raisin.
They had,
like yeah. Season one.
I'm transparent.
Way back.
I'm transparent.
Yeah, yeah, man.
The real deal.
Keep it real.
All right, then. My sour pick will be the gay bacon strips. The Airhead sour.
I'm dead. You call them gay bacon strips?
Yeah, that's what the... You remember that, the OG, like, overeating YouTube channel? I fucking forgot what it was called. But they would just make, like, stupid fucking...
It was, like, man something, right?
No, Epic Mealtime?
Yeah, Epic Mealtime. Meal yeah. That's what they would refer to those as. Gay bacon strips.
Nice. Oh, because they put bacon strips on everything. That was, like, their catchphrase, bacon strips.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my sour pick.
What are those called?
They're, like, Airhead Extreme Sour Strips. Fuck. I guess I'm going to go with my salty option. Salty.
Oh. The first salty pick. Off.
Yeah. Damn, do I want to go like the typical route or do I want to go hot Cheetos?
Hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
Wow, spicy and salty.
Yeah.
Getting the double whammy there.
Have you tried the Cool Ranch Flamin' Hot?
Yes, they're good.
Yeah.
I fuck with them.
I wish that there was more shit on them though.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Which one did you get?
It's like they went half-ass on both the Cool Ranch yeah, and on the
exactly. Yeah, if you get like a loaded one, oh man, that's great.
You went Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Oh.
It's a good one.
Very good one.
It was like the food of 2016.
Yeah, huh?
That's salty?
It's my salty, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so back to you. You got your sweet off the board. You got sour and salty left.
All right, I'm going to go with the sour rope.
Is that what it's called?
No, it's a sweet tart rope.
Sweet tart. Oh.
Sour rope?
Yeah. Sweet tart, sour rope.
What the fuck are you saying right now? Sweet tart, sour?
Rope.
Do they make rope once?
I had
Sweet Tart does have a. Or no, Nerds
Sweet Tarts
have a rope.
I had some at the. In Austin, someone brought. Like these, yeah.
Are they sour though? Oh yeah, sour apple.
Those things used to be called something else, called like kazoozles and like a slightly different recipe.
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay, so sweet tart ropes,
sour sweet tart rope.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus. Okay.
Right on. Love it.
Okay. Sorry.
Holy shit. I have
to confirm my answers.
I'm sorry. Alright, I'm gonna go pretty basic. Tastes good by itself. Tastes good with milk. Tastes good on top of ice cream.
Damn it.
I'm going with my sweet pick. I'm taking Oreo cookies.
Ah, it's a good one. It's an absolute banger pick.
So I got Oreos. I got Sour Patch Kids. I'm gonna end with my salty pick.
It's a great list.
This might fuck me, but I feel like I have two strong picks that I could take a personal choice here. For my salty pick, first pick of the third round, shrimp chips.
Wow.
Bold.
Bold. I might have lost everybody.
I think you just lost it.
I might have lost every single person. But shrimp chips. I'm going, you know, we were supposed to draft our personals, right?
Yeah. That's all I did.
Yeah. it was between that and, I mean, I don't know if it'll get chosen. So I'll wait. I'll give my honorable mentions at the end.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it was between that and probably a more popular one.
What would be a popular one? A salty snack. Is da.
Fish?
Fish chips?
Fish chips? No, I'm going to go with... Yeah, there's one that keeps coming to my head, but I'm trying to think of a different one.
I can't believe y'all are not hype at all for shrimp chips, by the way. Y'all don't fuck with shrimp chips?
Oh, I do. It's a safe, safe cultural pick.
Safe pick. I lost everything.
No, it's not a safe pick. It's a good pick. Yeah, your team's stacked, bro. Not as stacked as mine. You'll be surprised.
Headlined by Raisin Ass.
All right, so let's recap my team real fast. First round pick, I got the Raisinets, you know, sweeties. You know, the souries come in hard. You know, I got the sweet tart rope sour. Okay. Never had them before, but
I thought you literally said you had some this weekend.
I had some ropes.
Did you have nerd ropes?
Yeah, but was that considered? I wanted to say that, but was that considered sour?
If there's a sour version, then yeah. Was it sour when you had it?
No.
Why are you picking it? Why the fuck would it be sour?
And then, okay, my salty. All right, you know what?
I thought you were going with these, dude.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That's peak sour.
Damn.
Now that we have all the sour picks.
Yeah. Damn.
Nobody got sour punch.
Wow. Damn.
That's a good
pick. Damn, Daniel.
That's a good-ass pick right there.
Fuck. I'm not really a big candy guy, so, like, I just thought
same.
Of, like, I thought of my first, like, favorite sour candy.
I don't even remember but last time I bought, like,
oh shit,
those types of candies.
Yeah. Sour Punch straws, dude. Damn.
All right, I'm going to go with a safe-ass pick.
Do it.
Going Miss Vicky's. You know?
Yeah.
What flavor? Yeah.
I'm going to go with the jalapeno. Mm.
Oh. Yeah, that's my second. Yeah. That was my second pick.
Damn.
Yeah. Good shit.
Saved my team, bro.
You know, honestly, if you drafted your team in reverse order, we'd be like, damn, dude, that's a pretty good team, brother. Damn, you started with the Miss Vicky's jalapenos, yeah, then you got those sweet tart ropes. Raisin that.
Third quarter dip.
Yeah.
Okay, so my sweet, I'm going to go with fucking cookies and cream ice cream sandwiches.
Damn.
My fucking favorite.
Does that cut ties or what? You got what, cookies and cream ice cream, right?
No, he got Oreos.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you got ice cream sandwiches.
I said ice cream sandwiches.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Lucky Oreo.
does it?
No, it's different. It's different.
Okay, I'll pick another one. I'll pick another one.
I think it's different.
It's different. Not enough. Discrepancy.
All right, they'll pick another one. I got ammo, son. Let me see.
Klondike Oreo.
Yeah, honestly, a Snickers bar, like a ice cream Snickers bar.
That could hit.
Those are good as fuck.
A Choco Taco, bro.
Rest in peace.
Dude, yeah, those are gone, man. Sucks.
I think they'll come back.
Right. Okay, fucking sweet pick. So I lied when I said I had ammo.
I got ammo, son.
Raisin as ice cream.
That just sounds awful.
Oreo.
I'm just going to fucking Kit Kat.
Kit Kats?
Yeah.
Solid.
Solid, simple.
All right, I'm going to run down my team.
Cuts ties with my Miss Vicky.
Damn, all right.
All right, honorable mentions before we list teams. I was going to say Chicharron as my salt.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Damn, man, is he healthy or what?
And then obviously Sour Punch straws. We missed on those.
Twix.
Twix, fantastic. Snickers ice cream bars, really good.
Yan Yan. Dude, I just bought Yan Yan. Damn, dude.
Damn, that would have been a good pick.
Damn. It's hiding. I hate it. I didn't want to eat it right away.
Mm-hmm.
I bought one canister.
Pocky.
Oh, Pocky. Damn.
Pocky. Oreo Pocky would have been different.
Ooh. Motherfucker, what? That literally says Oreo. But yeah, I had Sour Patch Kids, Oreos, and then shrimp chips.
Wait, you said Oreo. I thought you got Oreo ice cream.
No.
You bitch.
No, okay, you can take it. You can take it. No, I'm serious.
That's what I was saying. It's different enough.
Yeah, I thought you meant like Oreo ice cream and then like cookies and cream.
No, I was just listing what my shit was good.
Oh,
I said
okay.
It's good by itself, good with milk, good with ice cream.
Yeah, you can take your pick then. I don't want to rob you.
It's fine.
All right. You choose right now. Yeah. Whenever we go around, whatever you say is your sweet pick, is your sweet pick.
Okay.
All right, but those are my three. Ryan, list yours.
All right, in order.
Okay.
Raisinets. I got.
You don't even remember the name of this.
Sour Patch Kids Rope.
No, you don't. You don't. No, you don't. You don't have Sour Patch Kids. That's me. That's me, brother.
Sweet Tart Rope Sour.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then Miss Vicky's.
Nice.
Potato chips. Eating Oreos.
An Oreo.
Motherfucker, say jalapeno chips.
Jalapeno.
My God.
Okay. What do I have? Started off with the Airhead Extremes for the sour. Moved on to the Flamin' Hot Cheetos or the, what's it called? And then, yeah, okay, also go ice cream sandwich.
There you go.
Ice cream sandwich.
As you should.
All right.
Hell yeah. All right, so we're going to put a graphic up for this. I'll put it up sooner. I'm yet to put up our, our goddamn from two episodes ago.
Let's get it.
What was that?
The fast thoughts.
Fast thoughts, baby. I need to put that up.
The fast tater thoughts.
That will be up by the time this comes out, though, but just at the time of recording, that's not up yet. So we can't take shots for that. But yeah, we'll put those two graphics up. You guys will vote. We'll take a shot next episode. Let's go ahead and roll for the second game. Ryan, before you roll, though, Chris, pour me up two shots. I am supposed to take one last time for Ryan, whenever he had to take five in a row.
Wow.
And I'm also going to shot and not myself. Because I was supposed to write a caption for the Fast Thoughts, and I just haven't been able to write a caption.
Oh, shit.
That's why I haven't posted it.
Wow.
So, add two to my tally.
Oh, yes. That does happen.
And then, Ryan, roll the dice.
Dimension that dice.
Dimension the dice when you can.
Ooh.
That's a...
I like it.
Let's go.
Death save.
All right, y'all.
All right, shotties. Y'all know the deal. If you don't, this game is called Death Saves. We're going to roll the 20-sided die. Every double digit is a save. Every single digit is a death. Every death, you take a shot. Every save, you take away a shot. We're going to roll the dice until we either get three deaths or three saves.
Yes.
A 1 is 2 deaths. A 20 is 2 saves.
Oh, no.
All right. So, Ryan.
Blop.
Ooh,
an 8.
Kobe.
That's one shot.
Ooh. Here we go. 15, 0 shots.
15, 0 19. Shots. Oh, 19.
Oh, 19. Oh, hell yeah.
Ooh. A 9.
Oh.
Ooh,
a 19.
A 19.
Wow.
All right.
It's either shot
or not.
Or not.
Nice. 11 knots.
Beautiful. All right. Go.
Yeah.
That 10.
Is 10, thank God.
Hell yeah.
Ooh. 11.
11.
Easy money.
14. 14. All right. Fast.
Here we go.
Oh, whoa. Shit.
Oh, there we go. We take those.
14. We'll take it. A 5. That's okay because this is a 15, maybe, and one more.
10. Wow. Sober night.
Sober night. Zero shots, dude.
Wow. It's a chill night, dude. Beautiful. It's a chill night.
Love to see it.
Yep. All right, Chris. Next game.
Game, Trace. 10.
Ooh, that's a...
Oh, fuck.
Freestyle. Pornhub.
All right.
I was on there earlier today.
Cool. How was it?
That was boring. Tight sucks.
Same stuff.
Something hot on page 83, though.
Page 83. Been there.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
Just
been settling lately.
Jesus Christ. Shot is the way freestyle works is we're going to freestyle rap, but we're going to do it in the it's like the blank without the blank format. So, example, I forgot the rules, but it's best to just give an example.
Yeah.
It's like the cow without the spot. It's like the polka without the dot.
Hey.
Ryan would start with.
It's like the dot without the mark. It's like the fart without the shark.
Uh-huh, something like that. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, so you're two and you're one and three, right? No.
Two and four have to rhyme.
Your two and four have to rhyme, and then your four is the next person's one.
Yep.
Okay, does that make sense? Two and four have to rhyme.
It should by now.
Yeah. By now. Yeah, unless it's your first episode. But
welcome.
If it is your first episode, I feel like you're going to get the hang of it pretty quickly. All right, so Chris, why don't you start us off?
Oh, fuck. Okay.
We're going to go first person to mess up twice takes a shot.
Okay. Okay. It's like the dimension without the dice. It's like the pot without the rice.
It's like the rice without the water. It's like the father without the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
It's like daughter without the girl.
Mm.
It's like the dance without the twirl.
Nice. Mm. It's like the twirl without the spin.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the leg without the shin.
Whoa.
It's like the shin.
Feel it moving.
Without the bone. It's like the hair without the comb.
Mm-hmm. It's like the comb without the clean. It's like the angry without the mean.
Wow. It's like the mean without the face.
Uh-huh.
It's like the welcome back without the mace.
It's like the mace without the spray.
Uh-huh.
It's like the night without the day.
It's like the day without the week.
Ooh.
It's like the duck without the beak.
Wow.
Here we
it's
go.
Like the beak without the quack.
Mm.
It's like the full without the stack.
Okay.
It's like the stack.
Okay.
Without the cups.
Okay.
It's like. Ups, cups, tubs. It's a fuck. That's one.
That's one.
That's one. That's one. That's
man,
one.
Man, cups. Wow.
Cups. What's cups?
Cups.
Bup, cup, bup. Dup, up, fup, gup.
Sup?
Sup.
Sups.
Oh, yeah. Could have said sup. But really, that's it?
It's crazy.
Wow. Good thing it was me.
You think cup would be an easy one to rhyme with, and then you get to cup. All right. It's like the shot without the glass.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's like fishing without the bass.
Mm-hmm. Like the bass without the eat.
Mm.
It's like the bed without the sheet.
Wow. Ooh. It's like the sheet without the thread. It's like the grateful without the dead.
Mm. It's like the dead without the coffin. Mm-hmm. It's like, holy shit, for real?
Damn.
What?
There's a new loser in the house. Wow. The coffin.
I would have gave you like, it's like the Mary without the popping.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn, man. Went straight for the coffin, bro.
Damn. Because I did bones already. I didn't want to do bones again. It's like the dead without the zombie. It's like the dead without the scary.
Take your shot, my man.
Like the Styles without the hair.
Hairy. Wow. Fuck, it should have been scary.
Wow, this is shocking.
This is a
I don't think I've ever lost two in a row, at least that quickly.
Yeah, that's a first.
No, it's just off night.
That's how we're ending. There's no more liquor.
I mean, well, good thing that was the final game of the night.
Wow.
There you go. We took the perfect amount of shots to kill a shaker.
Yep.
Ryan, why don't you go ahead and give that shot count? I have a feeling I know where it's going.
All right. If you get a 3, it's me. If you get a 3, it's Chris. If you get a 6, it's Sean.
Wow. Okay, so we learned a lot. How often should you shower? Most people, it's fine to do once a day, but more than that would be bad. 2 to 3 times a week is perfectly fine. But really, the true factor is how sweaty or dirty do you feel? If you feel clean from the day, no need to shower. What else did we do? We did loofah, hand towel, washcloth or hand.
Mm-hmm.
You can wash your body perfectly fine with all of them, but the hand doesn't exfoliate, but the loofah and washcloth do. But the difference between those is you can wash your washcloth after every shower, but you can't wash your loofah. So you have to replace your loofah every 3 to 4 weeks, meaning that there's a chance that while being stored in your shower, it can grow bacteria and mold. So the washcloth is technically the superior method to wash your body. Towel, how often should you wash your towel? After every, was it 2 to 3 or 3 to 4 times you shower?
Two to three uses
of your towel. It's time to wash it.
3 to 4 uses.
One of those.
2 to 4.
There we go.
Let's say 2 to 4.
Kill the middleman.
Yeah. 2 to 4 uses of your towel. You gotta throw that in the wash. And then the final thing we did was how often should you wash your hair? Pretty much the same as your body. If it feels dirty, if you have an itchy scalp, if you have oily hair, it's time to shampoo. So you can do shampoo. You shouldn't shampoo every day. You should shampoo every 2 to 3 days is the perfect amount of times to shampoo. But again, if you have oily hair or a dry scalp, you may have to shampoo every day. I think that's everything, right?
Seems like it.
Yeah, you're pretty spot on, man.
The way Nardwar knows everything is... a mystery for all.
He tips people.
Maybe. I don't know. That's for another episode. Craig will find that out. But that's it for this week, guys. We gave the recap. All that's left to do is give a shout out to the Cultivate fam. Give a shout out to the Summit Bros. Give a shout out to you guys for watching and listening. And if you're listening, wherever you get your podcasts, just know that we are fully on YouTube. If there's a part that you wanted to watch on YouTube, something sounded funny, or if you sound like there was a visual joke. I don't think that happens often, but sometimes. But if you just want to see us laugh and shit, full episodes on YouTube.
Let's get it.
Yeah, I think we have, it ain't much, but I think we have like 12 subscribers, which is cool because I don't really know any of them in my real life. They all seem like random people, which seems pretty cool.
Nice.
Averaging like 40 views a video, except for David Chattanooga, which is expected. David Chattanooga has like 240, I think.
Nice.
We are continuing to have our best month of downloads. So thank you, Shotties.
Thank you for watching, listening.
And thank you guys so much. We'll see you guys next week for After Hours.
Goodbye.